says, "Vayomer Elkeim Enoyach, Eitz Kolbalta Balafona Kimolos Chomos Bifleihem." The Rashi brings the Chazal that says that it was full of chomos, people stealing from one another and being dishonest in the business, and that was the thing that caused the Gzal Din. So, bring from the Chavetz Chaim that asks the obvious question that they did the most severe averus of a Gzorah, Gilarayis, which halachically seemed to be more common than Gezel. Why was it so that the Chatimot of the Gzadin was because they stole? So, there are various explanations. One of the things that the Chavetz Chaim offered is like this, it says, in Chazal also, so mole avoynes mi mekazik v'roish kulon gezel. A person could have a large measure of avarice, the one that causes him a kitchuk, causes tzoris upstairs, is gezel. Why? So he says like this. Says a person who does a mitzvah, he gets a practice, he gets a defense attorney. A person who does an avarice, he gets the other way around, prosecute him. So he says, it's not every mitzvah gets the same size, the same strength of defense attorney or prosecutor. It depends how you do the mitzvah. If you do a mitzvah with a lot of energy, you get a defense attorney with a lot of energy. If you do the mitzvah sluggish, though, your defense attorney falls asleep on you in the middle also. Same thing with Aveira. If you do Aveira, but the other, no, Yetzirah, I can't control myself, so the prosecutor is also Mitzvah Shvach. If you do it all the kaifis, then the prosecutor is all the kaifis. Because when it comes to money, when people start getting involved in these type of things, stealing and everything else, they don't do it to the evidence. They do it with Kala Koyches. So in the Vela, they do all the Koyches, that makes a very, very strong prosecution case against him. So Kamavan, we have to learn this for all our mitzvahs, and the other way, Averis and mitzvahs, with all the energy, and Averis try to avoid, but if we have to do it, sluggishly.